Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. He talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying wait a minute.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon, as that show and that song will tell you. This is TechNerd Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Well, it's been another amazing week in Chicago tech. We've got events, acquisitions, investments, more startups coming out of stealth mode. This is a pretty loaded show. We're going to catch back up on what we talked about last week, as well as see what happened since we had Salesforce and WeSolve on the air. How did the week event go? And we also have some pretty cool guests that are going to be coming in today to talk to you. We'll get more on that in a minute. But first, a little catch up on Salesforce. So the event we had last week, we had Jamie Domenici, the senior vice president of Salesforce. She was here to talk about an event at Salesforce that was hosted at the Ivy Room on Tuesday. We had, oh my God, what an event. Facebook was there. WeWork was there. Chase Bank was there. I'm missing a ton of people. MHub was there. Literally everyone. And we had a panel discussion about how to build community. And we actually hosted a pitch event there, which was really cool. One of the guests last week who was at the pitch event, WeSolve, actually became the runner-up. And that runner-up prize for her was pretty cool. Stella Shalu, she is now going to be working with Salesforce directly to help them in their diversity push with hiring new candidates. So that's awesome. And the actual winner, also a TechNori presenter, Ballot Ready, took home $5,000. So pretty fruitful event for those groups and those ladies, those female founders, which is really cool for the city. Ballot Ready, ironically, as we sit here and look out the windows, people are walking by on this beautiful day, is an unbelievable tool for those who don't know what it is. Just a quick setup on what Ballot Ready is. When you go to the election, you think of voting for president, voting for mayor, voting for governor. You don't really think about all of the other votables, the bills that are up. You don't know anything about it. And Ballot Ready enables you to do that. And they have grown an incredible following. They have, I think they're representing almost every single election nationwide, pretty much beginning the next election. I think they're all set. There's like 4,000 elections going on across the entire country, which is just crazy to think about. So anyway, they were the winner, and it was an incredible show. So thank you to Salesforce for setting this up. The city of Chicago certainly appreciates it. The tech community certainly appreciates it. What else happened? Spot Hero. So Spot Hero acquired Parking Panda, which is going to be something we'll talk a little more about when the CEO of Spot Hero joins us, Mark Lawrence, will be here in studio. So we'll wait on that one. And then also Codeverse, a Chicago-based startup co-founded by Katie Lynch, who used to be the CEO of Tech Week. They are now out of stealth. If you don't know what stealth is, it's kind of a cool word that I guess most startup companies are kind of familiar with, but maybe you might not be. Stealth mode essentially means you're running your company sort of beneath the surface. Nobody knows about it. You're really trying to get everything geared up. And for those that have raised some capital ahead of time, it enables them to essentially get all the gears rolling, making sure that most of the bugs are out of it, and actually get some clients and some beta testing done before they go public and have the pressure and the strain of investors and the public, the greater public, watching them and saying, hey, you know, could have done this, should have done that. Essentially, your mistakes can be done under the guise of a little secrecy, which is cool. Anyway, Katie Lynch joined me on my podcast at WGN, TechNori Live, to talk a little bit more about it. And essentially what she came away with the mission of Codeverse is to teach 1 billion, with a B, 1 billion kids how to code across the world, which is, a daunting task, to say the least. But I talked to her pretty extensively on how exactly they plan on doing that. So if you want to learn more about that, check out the podcast. That's on WGN Plus. But the other thing that she mentioned, and this is the part that might pertain to you, is how exactly would you do this? There's, of course, a lot that goes into teaching anything, let alone coding. So she made it real simple. They literally invented their own language for teaching code, and that's called KidScript, which enables children in the age of 5 to 8 to use symbols and things to code things. And essentially, some of the kids in their programs, there's, I think, over 24 schools right now that are actually using this already in Chicago, which is pretty neat. They enable kids to code their own video games, make their own apps, make their own websites, literally teaching these kids in a matter of hours to code. So if you're a person who has 7 or 8 thumbs, which is like me, to imagine that you can code your own website and your own app in a matter of hours is just really unthinkable. So kudos to Codeverse. And like I said, if you want to learn more, go to the podcast. And then we had some raising of capital, which is always great. Gets everyone's attention in Chicago when we talk about big numbers. Here's a number for you. $3 million, more than $3 million, actually, raised by Popular Pays. And again, not to be continued to tease you, but Popular Pays is going to be joining us here in studio next week, hopefully. The CEO, I'm going to totally botch his name, and he knows this already, Corbe Drummy. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. But anyway, he's going to be in here to tell us a little bit more about what that means. And it's a really cool company. Essentially, it's a brand marketplace. So we'll learn a lot more about that next week. As far as the rest of the stuff, we've got another great show for you today. Speaking of Spot Hero, as I mentioned, the parking king himself, Mark Lawrence, is going to be joining us in studio. And have you ever wondered what it would be like to pitch on Shark Tank? We're going to find out when last night's star, Guard Llama CEO Joe Parisi, joins us after the news at 1:30. But first, we've got a feed. I want to check in and see some of this week's Tech Bites from our weird friend, Sean Frelick.
I'm Sean Frelick, host of Technori's The Feed, where I dish out top tech news with a bonus slice of weird. Let's feed. Is it just me, or is culture becoming more narcissistic? I wouldn't know. I only think about myself. But Chicago's startup Upshow works in the selfie business and recently raked in $1.5 million from Chicago investors. Here's what Upshow does. The system allows bars and restaurants to display selfies taken at the location for everyone to see on all the TVs, which results in more social media traffic, more time spent at the location, and more drinks being bought for that sexy thing at the other end of the bar. Did I mention that one of the investors is a former Playboy CEO? Maybe love of one's own image could outsell pining for the flesh of another one day. This week in Going Too Far news is Burger King for tricking your Google Home device into selling you burgers. Burger King is running a 15-second ad that says, "Okay, Google, what's the Whopper burger?" which is meant to trigger your Google smart speaker into talking about the Whopper and peer pressuring you into buying one. Burger King has a reputation for pushing the envelope in its marketing, which usually succeeds in creating a media blitz, which I've currently fallen victim to. Touche, Burger King. Google had no part in the BK hijink, which triggered a discussion about companies manipulating our smart technology and programming us to be better consumers. Too bad clever ads can't hide the fact that Burger King is the third option for hungover people who can't find McDonald's or Wendy's. Sorry, it had to be said. This week's Technori shout-out goes to the hyper-masculine Dude Wipes, which are flushable sanitary wipes meant for the derriere and other stink spots on a dude. How do you know if you're a dude is my big question. However, the Dude Wipes team appeared on Shark Tank, and Mark Cuban invested $300,000 in these booty wipes, which are sold in over 8,000 stores across the United States. And I'm happy for Dude Wipes, and I'm sorry for any man that previously felt emasculated by using wipes because using wipes made you feel like a baby. Wah! Yes, wipes are a better alternative to paper, and yes, America should adopt the bidet. Sorry, Charmin. Okay, I'm fed. Find me on technori.com every Monday night for our video show. It'll be very lit.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. That's awesome to continue to plug away another Chicago entrepreneur and another Shark Tank veteran, Sean Riley from Dude Wipes. He's been on my podcast a few times. Very cool product. I love to use them. I am not sure about the flushing part, but I'm telling you, the product itself is amazing. As always, we want to hear from you. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. DM me at Katoon. We're going to take a quick break here, and I'll be back with Spot Hero CEO Mark Lawrence. I'm Scott Katoon, and you're listening to WGN Radio 720. We are back here now. I'm Scott Katoon. It's the startup showcase here with parking spot expert Mark Lawrence. I had to give you that one. It's the CEO of Spot Hero. Obviously, many people might know what it is. You've probably seen the buses drive by. I think I'm waiting for one to drive by during this interview with a billboard on it for Spot Hero. But for those who don't know what it is, why don't you kind of fill us in a little bit on what Spot Hero is?
Well, thank you, Scott. So Spot Hero is a mobile app which allows you to reserve a parking spot on a phone. So you know exactly where you're going and you know exactly how much you're going to pay. And, you know, as you mentioned before, you used to double park a lot. Well, you don't have to worry about that.
I still double park. I did it. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you the truth. So today I double parked in front of Tech Nexus at the office, 20 North Wacker. So if you're a police officer listening, you can find me on Saturdays around 10 to noon, double parked there. But not because I don't want to use Spot Hero. I love Spot Hero. It's just there's a loading zone. So, I mean, it's like I got a car. I might be loading things in there. Like, I feel like that's when I can sell. But then after that, like, it's all danger zone. So now it's Spot Hero from here on out.
Yeah, you could just use Spot Hero. Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, it helps the cause all around this room. It helps me. You're on the podcast that we have as well, and we talked about my habitual use of double parking, which is where the joke comes from. But Spot Hero really is one of the best tools. I'll give you a great example of people using Spot Hero. So my girlfriend, we both live in Glen Ellen, and so coming down here, for the Technori showcases on Tuesday nights. She's a teacher, so she's driving from Schaumburg, and it's just like, where are you going to park? I'm barely going to make it on time. Mm-hmm. To go on Spot Hero and have spots reserved all over the city in areas that are, you know, pertain to where you're going, in this case, Chase Auditorium, it's an amazing tool. And oh, by the way, it's normally a lot cheaper. So that's, I mean, I guess from my standpoint, that's the sales pitch on Spot Hero. I'm sure you have a better sales pitch, but how did you come up with this idea and how did you build this thing into this incredible Chicago app, which we're also going to talk about how it's not just a Chicago app anymore. How did you build this?
You know, it takes a team, and we have an amazing team. And now, as you mentioned, with the acquisition of Parking Panda, which brings us to even greater scale and more quickly, it helps happen faster. And we have even more team members because we're keeping the team. There's 30 of them, and we're really, really excited. I've always admired the team and what they've built. And so now it's not just Spot Hero, but it's also Parking Panda.
So this takes you into how many markets now?
So now we're in 43 markets, not just in the United States, but also Canada.
And that's so Parking Panda brings you into Canada, because I remember correctly, they were in Canada as well.
Yeah, so they were the largest in Canada. We were the largest in the United States, and together we're the largest in North America.
This is awesome. Yeah. Dude, I'm so happy for you. It is so cool. And you're staying on as CEO, I take it, I assume.
That's correct.
And you have, I have heard many, many amazing things. Obviously, I know you, but I've heard many amazing things from people in the community about what an incredible leader you are as a business owner and leader. And ultimately, I've said this many times, there's like two types of business leaders that can grow companies. I say this laughing sort of. I am unfortunately the type that is more of like pound the nail, and it's a sort of like my team is around me picking up all the pieces of shrapnel that are flying as I hit the wall. And you're more of the kind of person who literally gets behind people and pushes them to greater strengths. And that, I think, for a company that needs to scale with a huge workforce is literally the perfect connection. So kudos to you. It's an amazing job watching, or amazing to see what you have grown with Spot Hero. The other thing I think is really cool is, you know, I don't know if people, how much they know about Spot Hero, but Parking Panda I knew of only from the event space, from sports, that they were sort of the king when it came to event parking and sports parking. And that's something that I think will add to what you already have, which is really cool. So what is the main play? Like, how do you feel like as a person when you acquire a company, how do you feel like, how do you absorb that into the Spot Hero culture and bring the assets that they have on board?
Yeah, it's a really great question. One of the great things about Parking Panda is that we knew them for a while. So I knew their chief operating officer, James Bain, who used to work at Groupon. I knew him before he became the chief operating officer of Parking Panda. And I knew Adam, the founder and CEO, for years because we've been going to parking conferences for years.
So there are parking conferences. That makes me laugh, but it's awesome.
There are five of them, and we go to a lot of them.
I would think so. I would think you go to all of them, and you handle the parking for them too, I'm sure.
Yeah, so there's a lot of we don't handle parking at all. There's a lot of parking yeah. folks, but so we've gotten to know the team. So I think from a cultural aspect, that was really attractive as well. And so, you know, you touched on Canada, but the event space, that was an area where, you know, Spot Hero had some event parking, but it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, hit the nail on the head, Parking Panda was the king of event parking. And they have more event partnerships than anybody else out there. They have 800 different partnerships, including 25 different stadiums. I mean, we were very impressed. I mean, we weren't really looking at the space. Parking Panda really kind of dominated the event space. And now, together, we're not just the largest, as I mentioned, in the United States and Canada, but a segment that we didn't really have very much of. With Parking Panda, now we're the top in events.
How does a conversation like that happen? Do you just reach out to them and say, listen, you know, we're trying to get in this space as well, or, you know, obviously you're in parking, but get into the event side of things. How does a conversation like that come to pass? Obviously you knew each other, so that helped.
Yeah, I think, you know, knowing each other helps. And, you know, the conversation, you know, it wasn't, I wish it could have been as I want to get into the event space in Canada and be so proactive to go to these folks and say, you know, I'd like to combine forces. But they actually approached us, and they were looking at, well, you know, we want to, you know, evaluate our options, right? We can raise capital, and they had, you know, investors, and they could have raised more capital and gone alone or combined with other entities. And I think as I got to know them even more, I mean, I knew the people, but they started to open up the kimono a little bit more, share about the business. And I was impressed that there wasn't very much overlap at all. I mean, there was almost no overlap from the customer base, from cities. They were the leader in the events. They were leader in Canada. And they also had a B2B SaaS software products like P3OS, which is like an event management parking system. I mean, I was really impressed. A lot of the stuff we didn't really know because we were just so focused on like the consumer apps and the website. So as I got to know them even more, the combination became more attractive. And I think as we talked, we were getting more and more excited about what we could do together.
Very cool. Well, you know what? I actually want to have more questions I want to ask you, but we've got to take a break here. Do you want to hang around for a little bit and answer some more questions, or do you got
to
roll?
Happy to.
Oh my God, this is going to be perfect. Okay, we have to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with the news just after this.
Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves.
We are back in studio at WGN Radio. I'm sitting here with parking god and legend, I'm going to go with now, the Spot Hero CEO, Mark Lawrence. Thank you for sticking around for a little bit longer on the show. I had a bunch of questions that I didn't get to, so I can't wait to get to them because it pertains you, the audience out there, about customer service. I think the biggest thing that that every great company has in common is customer service. And you guys, very fittingly, call your customer service team the customer heroes. Is that correct, customer heroes?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Customer heroes.
I was going to say, so, and they are that. I mean, I'm telling you, I am not the best customer of anything. I mean, I was telling you this off the air, I set parking spots all over the city because I just don't know where I'm going to end up going. And then I end up going to cancel. And that's a big worry. Everyone's always thinking, like, if I cancel, you know, do I get charged? How do I know it was canceled? All of this other stuff. Or in the other case, you go into these garages and sometimes the data goes down and you're worried, like, did that go through? I don't know how this like is working. And you get in and like, I don't know what's going on. And you can reach out and call Spot Hero customer service. And literally you've got a whole army of people who will help you out immediately. And I've never had a single problem with it. And so I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about the importance and how much importance you have put into building a team that is so customer happiness, customer experience focused.
Yeah, I think it's everything. An interaction with a company is really, you know, you're interacting with people. And so the customer heroes, I think, have been one of the core reasons why we've been able to scale so well as a company with such a good reputation. You know, you said we have an army. It's kind of crazy to think we have about 50 people in customer service. And this team is led by Leah Pocken, who's actually been with us for about 4.5 years. And so she's led this team from the ground up and built it with, you know, the voice of the customer being basically built into everything we do. All the departments have feedback loops from the customer heroes. It's not just how are the customer heroes able to make customers happy, but how do we take that feedback data, the qualitative and quantitative stuff, and give it to the technology and engineering groups, product, the sales, supply, account management, garage teams as well, and operations, so that we can actually make our product better. So I think it's extremely core to what we do.
Oh, definitely. And just to give like another example, as if you need another example for me to tell you why Spot Hero is the best. I want to say this is like June, what it was Tech Week. So it's June of 2016. And I ran into you and your CTO, and I have an electric car that we affectionately call Howard. It's a BMW i3. And thank you, BMW, for that, by the way, with the little Technori logo all over it. And so I drive around the city, and I was telling you, and I was telling your CTO, I was like, you know, I never know where, when I park my car, I never know which lots are good for our electric parking. Mm-hmm. And literally, 7 days, maybe it was 10 days later, I went on to Spot Hero, and you guys had actually made the update to it to where now there's a little icon that told you whether or not the garage had electric parking available, which gives you an idea of just how much customer service you guys have, because that is, I mean, unheard of.
Yeah, and it's built throughout the entire organization, because you told Larry, my co-founder and CTO, about this. And it's not just him working with the engineering groups, but this needs to be, we had to figure out every garage that actually has EV charging.
So this is our first time we're going to do this. And you know what? This whole show is going to be on the fly, so we might as well just do it. If you're down for taking a phone call, we actually have someone who's calling with a question.
Sure.
Are you down for it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got Tom on the line here. Tom, what's up?
Hi there. I don't use as often as probably a lot of your customers do, but I was in early with ParkWiz in terms of just needing stuff downtown when I need to go downtown. So how do you differentiate yourself from ParkWiz? Because I've been very happy with them. They've been very responsive, and yet it sounds like you guys are better, and I should be maybe looking at you. So sell me on the concept of you versus them, and I don't mean to say that your competitors aren't good.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to say that either. And I think, you know, they do a good job, especially here in Chicago as well. But to Scott's point, our customer service, I think, is hands down the best. And it's not just if there's an issue, you can call and chat with them. And you're talking to a human and not just someone who's there to, go through a script. Additionally, we've got a lot better coverage. If you're using us in Chicago, look at the different neighborhoods downtown. We have a lot more available options, and we're integrated with a lot more of the types of machines. Scott also talked about Larry, our CTO. It's not just an icon for if EV is available, but you'll notice that on Spot Hero, we're integrated with hundreds of different types of machines, many more than ParkWiz. And while they do have some of those, I think the variety that you'll see, you know, due to a lot of the technology integrations we have are great. And then lastly, if you use both apps, just download both and compare. I think product team at Spot Hero does an exceptional job, and I think it's one of the best apps, not just for parking, but in terms of the user experience. And it's hard to say this specific feature over that, but so I would just say, why don't you use them both and compare?
Very cool. Yeah.
Do you have to use the app, or can you just go online? You know that you're going to be downtown, and you just sign up online and not on your phone.
Great question. You could use it on the website as well.
Okay, and by the way, every time I've called somebody, I've gotten a real live human being. I haven't gotten anybody on a script. In fact, I've had a couple guys who literally are off in Texas a couple times, and they're at home working, and again, very responsive. So, I'm going to try you guys, but know that I sort of like to stay with the guys that get in first until I'm convinced that I need to not do that anymore.
Well, thank Tom so much for that. Make sure that you, first off, congratulations. You're our first call-in on this show, which is pretty cool. But also, I want to make sure that you send the feedback. What did you think about it? I mean, at the end of the day, this is all about customer engagement and feedback. Try them out and let us know which ones you like the most. Right? I mean, why not?
Why not?
I mean, you've got the CEO here, so if you've got problems and questions, if I found out the right way, you just ask and you will get what you need. This has been really, really cool to have you in studio. I hope you'll come back more to tell us more acquisitions when you take over, you know, 200 markets. When do you start going? I guess my last question for you is going to be, when do you guys plan? Obviously, you're in Canada now. When is the plan to like start taking over the world?
Well, I love the question, especially because we just
it's perfect
timing. As of 2 days ago, became international by.
It's like I have a script.
Expanding into Canada, I'd say our focus right now is working with the Parking Panda team and the Spot Hero team to really realize, the greatness of the combination, so we can help out, you know, customers like Tom or future customers like Tom, along with, allowing ourselves to serve our parking operators. Because in the United States, like, parking operators asked us to, hey, could you open up this city? Can you open up here? And our response was always, we want to focus and we want to make sure that if we're in a place, that we do it right. And because now Parking Panda greatly increases that breadth, we can help work with parking operators as a much better partner.
Well, you're absolutely doing it the right way. So this is just incredible. Where do people go to download the app? I know where they download it, but where do people go to download the Spot Hero app?
So you can go to our website, spothero.com, and use the web, as Tom mentioned, or you could download the app on Android or iOS by searching for Spot Hero.
This has been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. So again, thank you guys. This has been a great little segment we've had here with you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but this was our first call-in, so we want to have more people call in. Please, please, please call in with questions and comments. This is your show at the end of the day. We want to know what you guys want to hear more about. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at TechNori, or like I said, follow me and DM me at Katoon on Twitter. Thank you so much.
I'll give you a $100,000 loan at no interest rate for 20%, and I want $2 per sale until I recoup money, and then it goes away. Because your sweet spot on this is it's a panic button. If you approach the realtors, I'm convinced that's the easiest low-hanging fruit you'd grab.
Right? I agree.
And of course I know that space because I'm the sweetheart of all the realtors. Yeah. And so if I was fronting for you, you would sell like crazy.
Well, you just heard the voice of Joe Parisi, the CEO of Guard Llama, talking to Barbara Corcoran, who he scored a deal with $100,000 for 18% of his company. This deal structured kind of as a loan, which if you're in the investment space, you know how this goes. There's some royalty action there. He actually spurned, if you remember, if you watch the show, please call in. I'd love to talk to you what you thought about it. But he actually spurned Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, who is the royalty king of the world. If you're a Spot Hero, if you're a Shark Tank person. But speaking of Spot Hero, actually, Joe was supposed to be on the show today in studio, and I think he couldn't find a parking spot on Spot Hero. So we're going to go ahead and kind of freewheel it. The questions that we were asking, and we're going to ask Joe, was what is it like to be on Shark Tank? And I personally have never been on Shark Tank, so I cannot speak to that exactly, but I will tell you this. I've had 4 Shark Tank contestants on the show, 2 of which have done deals with Mark Cuban and Chris Sacca. That's Rent Like a Champion, and previously plugged in by the feed, Sean Frelick. We had Dude Wipes, Sean Riley on the show. And the one thing that they said was, is first off, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they record these literally 6-9 months before this. So Joe knew that he had a deal with Barbara Corcoran and then recorded that somewhere around, I can't remember the exact date, but it was somewhere on the other side of the year, maybe October or something. So, you know, they've had a good amount of time to sort of figure out what they're going to do and what the partnership looks like. I was hoping to ask Joe, you know, what exactly Barbara, working with Barbara's like, because I got the chance to learn a little bit about working with Cuban, which, as you can imagine, is, how should we say, unorthodox. He is an investor and a big time supporter of Chicago-based Rent Like a Champion, and of course, Dude Wipes. And you know, he likes to bring you in with his teams, and likes to bring you in all the events and other companies he's working with. Barbara, it's the first time I don't really know much about her. And we also had another company that come on that was working with Damon John. And one thing that I think I'd love to share with you guys on what it's like to be on Shark Tank. First, the lights are super bright. That's the first thing everyone says to me when I ask them, what is the show like? They say the lights are super bright and the sharks are right in front of you, and they ask tons and tons and tons and tons of questions, and then they filter out like the ones that make sense. And in last night's show, if you caught it on ABC, Joe actually brought in a guard llama, a real guard llama, which if you Google it is a pretty vicious little creature. I was a little surprised by that. The llama actually went number two on the set. And there was a nice little carry exchange between Joe and Kevin about how this all goes down. And sometimes, I guess the reason I tell you this story is sometimes that actually happens when you're pitching. And I think if Joe were here, he could tell you sort of the moments where in the show you find out like, man, you know, maybe not everyone buys into what I'm doing, but you've got to stay cool and confident and try to close a deal. And I look at this, and in the episode, Mark Cuban kind of throws a zinger at him and says, you know, I don't buy into this product. And Joe, to his credit, just sort of took it. And I guess that's the Chicago, the city of broad shouldersly kind of approach. He just sort of stood there and took it and was like, listen, we believe in this product. For you, if you don't know what the product is, it's a pretty cool product, actually. Guard Llama product is actually a button, a GPS button that you can put on your keychain or fob to alert, you know, anyone in your family, as well as a service that will alert the police in case of something dangerous. The difference being that, you know, if you're being attacked by someone, it's not exactly practical to pull out your cell phone and be like, hey, someone's beating the crap out of me here, help me out. And then you know, by that time, obviously they know that police are coming. What works here is you actually just press a button and then it activates your phone and lets you know that, do you in fact need help? And you have the opportunity, as Joe describes in the actual show yesterday on Shark Tank, that you can punch in a number and say, yes, you know what, actually I accidentally did this, I don't need help, and hit the right number. And it says, thank you, you know, we've been, you know, let us know. But if you punch in the wrong number, it actually alerts authorities so that the person who's attacking you or making you feel fearful doesn't know that you've alerted authorities. And then it pipes in through Bluetooth into your phone and they can track you. And there's a little bit of an exchange early in the episode with Barbara where she tells a story about her younger brother, who actually was in a motorcycle accident and was in a coma for like 3 days out and about in the middle of nowhere. It's a miracle he survived. But they couldn't reach him. They couldn't figure out how to find him. And when she reached out to the authorities, and this is a very powerful woman, so if she can't reach out to authorities and make something happen, you know, none of us can. And they said, listen, it's against the law for us to tap into your phone's GPS and find out where they are. And so here is Guard Llama, this product that ultimately does that for you, enables you to be found. And it's, of course, much sexier than the I'm falling and I can't get up button around your neck. And so ultimately what happens in the episode is Barbara does make an investment. Kevin O'Leary, as I mentioned at the beginning, also made an offer. And he goes with Barbara, which is kind of why I'd hoped that Joe would be here. But he's not here, so we're going to kind of move on with this now. But I guess the main thing is I want to know more from you. If there's any questions and stuff that you have on Shark Tank, please bring us in.
And Nancy's on the line. She actually watched the show last night.
Yes, we have a caller. This is awesome. Caller number two. Nancy is on the line. She watched the show last night. Nancy, welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon.
Hi. It's nice to meet you.
You too. So tell me, what did you think?
I thought Kevin O'Leary was just a snack. He said to the two guys that they didn't respect him because he doesn't like to be disrespected. And the two fellas said, listen, Kevin, all we want to do is respect the other sharks to get their input. And
you know, the funny thing about that, Kevin, so having talked to numerous people that have worked with Shark Tank, I mentioned a handful of them. Kevin is actually a really, really nice guy. And as part of the show, you know how it is. I mean, reality TV is a little bit of reality and a little bit not reality. Kevin's actually a really nice guy, but he plays this sort of tough guy role. And you know, again, I wish that we had someone else here who was on the show that could tell you, like, is that like his business attitude he puts on, or is that his real, you know, real person? I can tell you that his real personality is he's a nice guy, but he does come across a little bit crass, I think, on the show.
Yeah, he sure does. I don't like Mark Cuban. I used to like him a lot, but he just, he spit those guys, he chewed them up and spit them out yesterday. He was just, and so did the guy that...
Chris Sacca.
They both just chewed them up and spit them out. They didn't ask. As a matter of fact, he said, Cuban said to him, "I hate your product. I hate it."
Yeah, you know, I caught that. And the funny thing is about that, is one, you know, this is where you'd love to have Joe sitting here, because you don't know how many questions they asked before and answered before he got to that. You know, you wonder, did he just flat out say, "I hate it"? And if so, one of the questions I would ask to Chris Sacca, and I actually tweet back and forth with them every once in a while, Chris Sacca and Mark Cuban, is, you are, you know, former startup founders. You know the danger of you saying this is a garbage product on the air like that. Because now, you know, that's just your opinion. And now you've basically told millions of viewers that this, you know, a person who should know thinks that this is garbage. It's just, you know, I wish that they wouldn't take quite a tough approach to it. But, you know, then again, we also don't know, you know, what questions were left on the cutting room floor.
Well, that's exactly it. I just think that the people that come in there are so nervous, you know, because they want to do their very best and be very succinct. And so they get in there, and I just feel that they are almost treading upstream when they talk to the sharks, and it doesn't help to have Cuban. Just I believe Kevin O'Leary is a nice guy. I really do. But I thought Cuban was a nice guy, but he doesn't seem like he's a nice guy at all.
Yeah, it's tough. Nancy, thank you so much. You're caller number two on the show. You'll go down in the lore of the history of this show as number two. But, you know, I have to say, you know, it's really, it does make compelling TV. At the end of the day, you know, the startup world is not an easy one. And we preach all the time on the podcast and on our showcase studio when we bring companies in that you really have to, you know, be able to have thick skin and take the heat. And I don't know that necessarily national television is the place to do that, but at the very least, you know, it's a good lesson for all the startups out there that they're going to have to be able to take the heat a little bit. Anyway, that is caller number two in a great show. That is going to wrap our show today. It's been a fantastic time. I wish that we had Joe in here. We don't, but it was a fantastic show. Thank you to Mark for coming in from Spot Hero to talk about it. And hopefully you guys got something out of Shark Tank recap episode, if you will. And, you know, now that we've kicked it off with the calls, please keep calling in. Please tweet at us. I can't wait to talk to more of you. And lastly, I got to plug the Startup Showcase. It is Tuesday, April 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Chase Auditorium. The keynote is Chicago's own entrepreneur and Avant CEO, Al Goldstein. And we're going to be having five companies from all over the country, including Canada, which is not the country, that are being presented from Generator, which is a Midwest Madison-based accelerator. So if you want to get tickets and find out more about it, go to technori.events. You can stream this episode and more at WGNRadio.com. You can download the Technori podcast on iTunes. You can learn more about Chicago Tech by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.